91X News.
It's 0 degrees and cloudy at 3:03. Good afternoon from the QNET newsroom. I'm James Gaughan. Belleville police are looking for a missing person. George Lowder has not been seen since October 26th of this year. Lowder is described as 5 feet 9 inches tall, weighing approximately 150 pounds, with brown hair, blue eyes, and a mustache. If anyone has any information about his whereabouts, they are asked to contact Belleville Police or Crime Stoppers. A Belleville man is being called a hero following a dramatic rescue this morning at the scene of a fire in Thurlow. Mike Brennan pulled an elderly couple to safety and even managed to rescue their dog, Belleville Fire Department officials say. Two people were taken to hospital and to be examined for smoke inhalation. Right now, there is no word as to what caused the fire, but it is not being treated as suspicious. Health Minister Eric Hoskins says he agrees with a recommendation from former TD Bank CEO Ed Clark to give patients access to their electronic medical records. Hoskins insists that there will be no sale of eHealth Ontario or its assets.
I made it clear to Ed, as did the government in his terms of reference, that the sale of assets or personal health information was not on the table.
The New Democrats don't believe the government, though. They say the Liberals are using the exact same language talking about eHealth Ontario that they did to justify the sale of Hydro One. Donald Trump is vowing to immediately begin the process of pulling the U.S. out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership once he becomes president. Reporter Tom Rivers has international reaction from what the president-elect plans.
They're digesting just what it means, and the view? Mixed. China may come out better with the right deal. Others aren't so sure. New Zealand Prime Minister John Key.
Well, obviously, it's disappointing, but I've just come back from Peru. There's a lot of alternatives that are available.
Australia's trade minister says if the U.S. does drop out, the pact may still go ahead.
We have the option, as I said, of looking to drive the TPP forward without the United States if that's what came to pass.
Or a host of bilateral deals may be the result. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Kanye West has been hospitalized after abruptly canceling the last 21 dates of his tour and exhibiting increasingly bizarre behavior. Nick Watt of ABC News has the details.
The first sign of trouble was Sacramento Saturday night when Kanye West left the stage after just 30 minutes of more ranting than singing. He literally dropped the mic. Then Monday, his team canceled the rest of his St. Pablo tour. Then LAPD was called, reports of a potential domestic incident in Los Angeles. They arrived. The fire department arrived. It was downgraded to a medical emergency. And we're told by a source Kanye admitted himself to hospital voluntarily. Nick Watt, ABC News, Los Angeles.
That's QNET News on 91X to 306. In sports, the Loyalist College women's basketball team will play St. Lawrence College on Friday. The team will be in tough, though, having only won one game this season so far, whereas the Vikings are currently undefeated. The Calgary Stampeders are off to the Grey Cup game against the Ottawa Redblacks. The Stamps suffered only two losses in the entire regular season. Stampeders quarterback Bo Levi Mitchell says having a chance of winning a Grey Cup is something he's looking forward to.
You know, we all love this game with a very burning passion, and we want to, you know, make sure we can leave our mark on the history of the CFL.
The Grey Cup game will take place on Sunday in Toronto. There should be plenty of excitement when TFC and the Montreal Impact kick off tonight in the opening leg of their MLS semifinal series. A crowd of more than 60,000 people is expected to be on hand at the Olympic Stadium in Montreal for the game. Patrice Bernier plays for Montreal and says that his team has to try to stay calm and in order to execute their game plan correctly.
No, I don't think the team will be afraid or in awe of the 60,000, and we'll just try to use it as a motivator, because we do know that the 12th player can, if we play well, it'll be an extra push.
Kickoff is scheduled for 8 o'clock tonight. Send us your team or league scores, email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville, today, a mix of sun and cloud and a 30% chance of flurries with a high of +1. Tonight, a few clouds and a low of -8. And for tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud and a high of +1. At 3:08, it's 0 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca.
Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm James Gaughan. News on 91X next at 4:00.